This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, this is Bob, VK5FO. Over the last several months, myself and Ray, VK5RR, have been building a new repeater. We have recently finished the build and testing of VK5RWR, which is located near Wakeree in the Riverland. The site has a VHF and UHF repeater and an APRS digipeater and eye gate. The UHF repeater runs a FM and Fusion C4FM in AMS mode on 438.750 with a minus 7 MHz and requires a 91.5 CTCSS tone for FM. This repeater is also linked via WiseX and is generally connected to the Adelaide 10G room. The VHF is on 146.750-600 and requires a 91.5 CTCSS tone. And this repeater is the seventh voice repeater in the Adelaide Linked Repeater Network. Yes, the VHF repeater does share a frequency with Port Lincoln, and this is why the requirement for the 91.5 tone. As in summer, it could be possible to key both repeaters from a high location. We would like to thank Dean, VK5HMV, Shane, VK5NRV, and all the other people who have helped in making this happen. If you have missed the details, take a look at vk5fo.com/vk5rwr for all the details. Cheers, this is Bob, VK5FO.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning all from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news about AREG and our forthcoming events. First up this week, AREG would like to remind everybody that next weekend, June 25th and 26th, starting at 11:30 a.m. Saturday, is the annual Winter VHF-UHF Field Day Contest run by the WIA. Several AREG members are planning on being out and about over the weekend participating in the contest, and would love to hear from you on your home stations on the 6-metre, 2-metre, 70-centimetre and even 23-centimetre bands. If you have a VHF-UHF radio in the shack that you rarely turn on these days, how about dusting it off and turning the dial to either the FM or SSB call channels? And put out a call or at least listen and reply to the other calls. It will hopefully be plentiful on the bands. We would love to hear from you. The more stations around, the more fun it is for everybody. Look out as well for some of the new 2x1 contest calls, particularly those starting with the new prefix ranges of Victor Lima and Victor Juliet, which were opened up by ACMA for amateur radio contesting last October. Next up, a reminder also that next Friday night, June the 24th, is the next 2-metre and 70-centimetre fox hunt event being held around Adelaide. AREG operates these fox hunts, or hidden transmitter hunts, monthly. These fox hunts are open to all and start from the Adelaide Aquatic Centre car park at 6:30 p.m. We hope to see you there. Lastly this week, don't forget to mark Saturday, September the 3rd in your diary for the Adelaide Amateur Radio and Electronics Car Boot Sale being hosted by AREG. This event will be held at the Dogs SA David Roche Park facility on Cromwell Road in Kilburn. There is plenty of off-street parking and loads of room for sellers to drive in and open their trailers and boots and sell direct to the public. No need to first unload everything onto tables in a hall at this event. More details will be released soon. Well, that's all from AREG this week. 73's from Grant on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday the 19th of June 2022. Last Sunday we held our annual convention in the Scout Hall in Margaret Street here in Mount Gambier. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships had already commenced on the Saturday morning, and a lot of innocent civilians would have been puzzled by the sight of a bunch of masochists running around in shorts, the weather was quite bitter, waving weird bits of aluminium and fibreglass around like whirling dervish. Of course, this went on into the night with cars driving about looking like porcupines, with all the strange-looking whirly gigs mounted on their roofs. This madness continued into the mid-afternoon on Sunday as well. By all accounts, all of the hunters enjoyed their competition and no reports of frostbite or bogged vehicles were received. Sunday was the actual convention day and we had in excess of 100 visitors to the hall. The kitchen was kept very busy selling hamburgers, egg and bacon rolls, hot dogs and a number of other delicacies. Many of the visitors sat at one of the numerous tables in the hall and told tall tales and true with friends that had not been seen for a couple of years or more because of you know what. Everyone had a good look at what was on offer on the numerous tables of second-hand goodies. 5CB was there, of course, and the Surge had a number of tables full of pre-loved gear, as did our friends from the Portland Club. Charles, VK3CLE, is another regular trader who attended. A big thank you also to Joe, VK3YSP, and wife Julie, VK3FOWL, for making the trip and running a workshop on basic electronics for some of the scouts and other youngsters. I hope your throat comes good shortly, Joe. We were a little unsure how the weekend would go, as we had decided to cut the convention itself back to one day only, but at this stage it looks as though it will be a success. Everyone there seemed to enjoy themselves. The Sunday night dinner, which started straight after the presentations, was well attended, and all present were treated to a lovely pumpkin soup for starters. This was followed by either a curry or a beef stew, and the meal was rounded out with a delicious apple strudel and ice cream. We had approximately 70 diners. We are extremely lucky in that Sandy, wife of club member David, VK5HDW, catered for both the dinner and the kitchen during the day, and we owe her an enormous vote of thanks for yet again putting on beautiful food. Thank you, Sandy. We also owe a vote of thanks to Ross, VK3MY of Strictly Ham, for donating a couple of high-end handhelds for us to use as raffle prizes. Greatly appreciated. Ross, thank you. A big thank you also to Tim, VK5AV, and John, VK5DJ, for putting in the hard yards in organising the event. Many others rallied to the cause, including President Peter, VK5BE, and without these people stepping up, this event simply would not happen. On a personal note, I regret missing out on meeting Les, VK5KLD, who attended for the first time, but we did not seem to be able to synchronise our paths crossing. My apologies, Les. We hope that everyone who attended enjoyed the weekend and that we may see you again next year. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, I hope everybody had a good long weekend. I certainly did. I went down to Mount Gambier and I attended the South East Radio Group Convention. So I'd like to thank everybody that organised that. It was a very enjoyable weekend and certainly I had a good time and yes, enjoyed meeting lots of people and talking about all things electronic and radio. So thanks to the South East Radio Group for a very excellent convention. I'm sure to attend next year. And just a reminder that next Friday, the 24th of June, it will be another meeting at the North East Radio Club, and it will be Grant, VK5GR, giving us the lowdown on contesting on VHF and UHF. Now, come along and listen to Grant's words of wisdom. Get to the Modbury West Community Hall around about 7:15 for a 7:30 p.m. start. And it'll be a very good night, and there'll be tea, coffee and soft drinks available. So don't forget that next Friday night for Grant, VK5GR, giving us the lowdown on contesting. And don't forget, of course, every Wednesday it's time for the Coffee Club meeting, and that's at the Tea Tree Gully Library. So come along and enjoy a brew or two and a lot of talk about various subjects. And of course, before the Coffee Club meets, there's the Coffee Corona Club Net on the Houghton Repeater, very well presented by Phil, VK5SRP. And every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network, you'll find the F-Troop gathering. And that's always a good way to wind up the week with a bit of a talk about what you've been up to. So don't forget the F-Troop Net every Friday, 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. Stay negative, 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. The AHARS news for the 19th of June 2022. The next lunch at the RSL will be on the 24th of June, starting at noon. The next coffee and chat will be on Saturday the 25th of June at the Shack, starting time 10 a.m. In July, our first RSL lunch will be on the 8th of July, and our first coffee and chat will be on the 9th of July. This may be in the Watchman's House. More information next week. The July General Meeting will be on the 21st of July and will be a talk by Rod Cunningham, VK5UV, about a remote station he is setting up near Clare. Lunch at the RSL will be on the 22nd of July, and the coffee and chat session will be on the 23rd of July. The church have found us some storage space at the venue, and we'll be able to store our magazines and library at that venue soon. Other stuff we do not need access to at meetings, Jeff had offered to store it at his QTH. Pat and I are hoping to meet with the new manager of the Buck next Friday to see what storage space they have to offer. Some of the committee worked on sorting out stuff at the shack recently, and we tossed out a lot of rubbish, and Jim took a load of scrap to the scrap metal place and collected $159 for it. What a big surprise. Thanks, Jim. This process will continue on the 2nd of July. The local National Trust people are keen to get us to use the Watchman's House in Coromandel Valley, not far away from where we meet now, but the ladies who look after the shack want us to keep using it for as long as it is available. We're going to look at having one of our coffee and chat sessions a month at the venue. Stay tuned for details. I'm hoping we can restart our technical talks at the shack on the four Saturdays soon. I've had some interesting topics suggested in response to my call for speakers at general meetings. One or two of the topics would be more appropriate for a technical session at the shack, because they would need at least 2 hours to do them justice. As there are five Saturdays in July, we will have a brunch on the 30th of July, starting time 10 a.m, and the price will be $5 per person. At this time, I guess it will still be in the old shack site, but if we are tipped out by then, it will be in the Watchman's House, 360 Main Road, Coromandel Valley. Please book your attendance at the event with Pat. Patstore at adam.com.au. PATSTORR at adam.com.au. By email. The menu for the brunch will be tea, coffee, cereals and fruit, toast and jam, pancakes and syrup, bacon and eggs. Wishing you all a pleasant week. Stay away from COVID. Phil, VK5SRP.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.